Hello, and welcome to the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast, the show that empowers you to stop making excuses to not blog and realize the potential of content marketing. I'm your host, Scott Winteroth, co-founder of ContentAcademy.com. I invite you to join me each episode for actionable strategies for elevating your blog to the next level and hear from other content rock stars who will share with you exactly what keeps them on task so you can stop wishing for success and start living to your fullest potential. Ready? 3, 2, 1, publish. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast. I'm here with a longtime friend and sort of entrepreneur extraordinaire and interior stylist, Jacqueline Marie of Tweak Style. And Jacqueline and I met many years ago at a little co-working space here in Chicago called Next Door, which is one of my favorite spaces. And Jacqueline, and I've been keeping an eye on her because I've seen her create a lot of great content and reaching out and helping a lot of great people in different ways. And I thought it would be a really interesting opportunity to have Jacqueline on the show to talk about her business, but also talk about how content marketing and how promoting her business for herself is how she works it, how she does it, how does she manage it all. So ultimately, Jacqueline, welcome. And tell us more about yourself. Give us the actual real introduction into your world.
That was a really good introduction. Thank you so much, Scott, for having me on your podcast. Yes. It's really exciting to have met you when we were at Next Door. And, you know, likewise, I love the things that you've been doing in the blogger sphere, I guess, is that what people are saying?
Yeah. blogosphere, right?
Yeah, the blogosphere. And, you know, it's something that I really love and really thankful to be doing today.
Tell us about your business and tell us what you've got going on, like content marketing wise, for what you're doing.
Yeah, so Tweak Style, currently we are creating content to inspire people in their homes, in their wardrobes, and in their lifestyle. And basically, I'm just really trying to share how I tweak my lifestyle and my style to inspire me to achieve my goals. And if I can inspire one person, I'm super happy. But yeah, that's kind of the basic gist of what Tweak Style offers in terms of blog content. And a lot of the ways that I market are through Instagram. That's one of my favorite homes on social media. Mm-hmm. And you can find me there at Tweak Style. And I love to share my story, my daily life on Insta stories. And it's just been such a great way to be authentic and connect with people. And so that has definitely been where I've met a lot of people in my community who have inspired me to create more content when it comes to home decor tweaks and lifestyle tweaks.
Great. Now, just to make sure I understand, Tweak Style is a interior design service. So people hire you to help them design or organize their living or business spaces, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so one of the things, just to clarify, is mm-hmm. that the reason I say interior stylist and not designer is because interior stylist is really an interior decorator. And the reason I switched out the word to style is because I really focus primarily on lifestyle and understanding how people live. So the difference between an interior stylist or decorator and an interior designer is that I just don't knock down walls, basically. you're not going to find me putting in a new kitchen or a new bathroom, although I love picking out things that could go in there, materials and the look and feel, but I don't focus on that. And I really focus on tweaking what people have first in their homes and in their brand spaces. And what I mean by this is really understanding where people are at in their spaces and how they're currently affecting their lifestyle or their brand experience. Mm-hmm. And what I try to do is really get to know them and understand the resources they currently have. And if we can optimize them or if we actually need to overhaul them. And I think that that's like the key thing to take away from what it is that I do mm-hmm. in terms of service. And then the content backing it, really just everything I post on how I tweak my style and my lifestyle really supports what I'm doing with my clients as well.
Got it. Got it. So you are a busy person, right?
I think, you know, we all are. I wish I could be busier, I guess, because there are so many other things that I would love to do to get this message across, mm-hmm. that style can really impact us mm-hmm. in a very, very positive way.
Got it. Got it. So you work with clients, you create content, you know, what ultimately, does sort of planning to create content work for you? I know you mentioned you're a big Instagram content creator, which I love Instagram myself. But how does it, like, how do you plan that out? How does that work for you?
So on my best months, because, you know, we all want to be, you know, perfectly refined in this process, but sometimes your creative ideas come in unexpected times. So you do have to respect that process. But mm-hmm. I would say what has been really successful in planning content has been every month just having an intention for that month. So I know current events, or I know certain holidays or things that are happening, milestones for Tweak Style or in my personal life, that inspire me to set an intention for the month on content that I want to share. Mm-hmm. So for instance, I have, you know, spring for me means new beginnings. It's a great way to really like refresh your spaces and kind of tweak your lifestyle, have a new start. For me, it's almost like a New Year's, but in spring. So I really set my intention for May to be all about the kind of refresh, restart. How can we, you know, get back on track with our goals and everything like that. So a lot of the content you'll see me posting is maybe more personal, more health focused, how I refresh my home or like little cleaning tips. I did a couple things on stories about that. So in order to plan that, I start with that intention, but then I break it down into literally I can really only do like one major post a week when it comes to the blog. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I'll share little snippets that support that post or that kind of topic, if that makes sense. So like on my Insta stories, it will seep into there. I have an ongoing weekly post as well on top of that, which is all about a speed style, and I tweak this space in an hour, and I have my community vote on the space and vote on the style and kind of what they're wanting help with from a style perspective. I think one week we did plants, and I kind of asked them, do you want indoor, outdoor plants? Do you want it focused on style categories, like specific people's style, things like that. So that one has been really successful to have an ongoing content post that everybody can expect, and it's really easy to remember.
Mm-hmm. What does success look like though? For you? Is that number of shares, number of clients, or how does that sort of incorporate? What does success look like for you when it comes to content marketing?
Engagement, 150%. You know, I really don't look at the numbers. I think it's good to look at every few months to look back and say, hey, like, is this really measurable? But at the same time, I think that if you're posting things and you're getting people talking and their valuable time is spent on your platform, then that's extremely valuable to you, even if it's one person. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's where I measure my success. When there are crickets, when you've posted something a lot or maybe put in a lot of work into it, or you thought it was going to be more more perceived in a better way or more exciting way. If it doesn't work out like that, you know, that's when you kind of have to say, okay, well, maybe my audience isn't ready for that now. Maybe they won't ever be, and just have to move on and just kind of know that you're speaking to real people and you're conversing with them online. So if you get anybody's attention, that's really good to me.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Really good insight. So look, it sounds like from my understanding with your particular type of content creation, it's not that you just have to write a blog post, right? You have to sort of redesign a room or retweak a room, right? In order to sometimes make your content. Am I completely off base on that? Or is that part of, I mean, that does that sort of naturally work for you, or do you spend time reorganizing your front room like 10 different ways? I'm just curious.
Oh my gosh. So the last thing you just said completely happens all of the time. Yes. I And I love it though. That's the thing, is that's natural for me. And that's actually one of the ways that I got started with interior styling as a service. Because originally Tweak Style started as a style source and a lifestyle source. So we just talked about everything style, fashion, home decor. So how I fell into my interior styling service offerings was because I literally naturally started redecorating my home, taking photos because I love it, out of passion, out of the process, the fun of the process, learning. You know, I just wanted to do these things. And so I decided to share them and got lucky and got a really good response. And so I just kept doing what I loved and kept posting it and sharing it. And yes, lots of redecorating. What else? Definitely when I get clients, that helps, because when I finish a project, I have this space that's able to be shared. And I would say all my clients so far have given me the approval to share the projects that I've done, which is very great. So that does help with the content. And yeah, I would say other content I do, I've done some outfit posts. I've styled some people in their personal brand. So I've been able to also be like, hey, I'll style you, whether it's free or for a discounted rate, if you let me feature you on my blog. And that's been really helpful for content as well. So yeah, it's a lot of behind the scenes, a lot of work, a lot of prep, but it doesn't feel like it because I just love it so much, truly.
All right. So, I mean, really, what came first for you? Like, the blog or social media? I mean, is it or both? I know, because you do have posts on your website, but also social media seems to be a critical part of your strategy. I mean, do you sort of think of your blog as more important or less important or equally important to Instagram?
That is such a great question, especially now in 2018 in May, because it's such a hot topic right now. Is our blog's dead? I mean, that's, everybody's been talking about that, and I'm sure you hear it because this is your topic of choice. And I just think a couple of things. I don't think blogging is dead at all. I love reading blogs myself, and I really appreciate getting off social platforms to read them. But I would have to say, on the flip side, I have seen how much Instagram, I've been able to use Instagram as a place to post blog content without even having to post it on my site. So people have the attention span, you know, of a little kid, basically. and well, adults have an attention span of a little kid, and I'm guilty of that sometimes too. So one of the things we have to understand is that not everyone is going to either want to or be able to have the time to go to your site and read through everything or click through links even, which is kind of sad to think of. We don't have time to click through links. But if they're on Instagram, they're going to be able to read little snippets, and you can summarize what your blog post is, offer some visuals, keep them engaged. And to be honest, that can really replace blog posts, especially in what I do, which is very visual. Mm. It's not a lot of text. So even though I love writing stories about what inspires me in my spaces or my reason for doing things in styling, not everyone wants to read it. Mm-hmm. So I've really used Instagram for that, for sure.
It's hard when you're, I could see why writing a really long essay regarding what you do is hard when a picture's worth 1,000 words, right? So it's kind of double-edged sword. So obviously for a lot of bloggers, and including myself, probably one of the most important tools for me is a keyboard, right? To type up content. But what is sort of like your content creation tool chest include when you're creating content?
So first, I just have to know, like, what's the intention? Am I trying to show someone how to do something on their own, give them tips, give them my favorites? Like, is it a personal post? Give them a story about me, because really what sets you apart in your industry is your story. So I have to kind of decide what my goal and objective is for the post itself. So it could get a follow under a category. What are you giving to your readers, basically, is what I ask myself. Mm-hmm. And so once I decide that, then I'm like, okay, great. And then I get going with this like creative process. So I have to ask myself, do I need content? Do I need a video? Do I need photos? Do I need links? So you need, you know, media. Mm-hmm. And you, if I answer yes to photos, then obviously I have to decide the photo shoot and if I need to have props and scheduling the day of the photos, and editing time, and then, you know, writing the post and then plugging it in and curating it. So, you know, you're looking at a week's worth of work, which could easily be like 3 or 4 days, depending on what it is you're doing. Some of these posts could be really fast if they don't need any media. Mm-hmm. Like the personal post, you know, I can write that in a day. But when you're doing media, you have to consider the editing time, especially.
Right. What I mean, we talked about, we both are avid photographers. Obviously, since you're such a visual, you have such a visual topic that I'm sure photography or a camera is definitely in your war chest. You know, how was that something that came natural to you? How long have you been using a camera? Or, you know, tell us a little bit about that prospect or that aspect of your content creation.
Well, first, let me tell you that I can't take all the credit because my wonderful assistant, who I also call my creative engineer, his name is Matthew, and he has been supporting Tweak Style since we went full time in business about 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. Well, I actually started my company 7 years ago and it wasn't a business at the time. It was just a resource hub, a style resource hub. So basically, about 4.5 years ago, I met Matt and he just was ready to jump in and just help me with any kind of creative engineering projects. And he's a genius at figuring out tech. He like really loves it. Mm-hmm. And he always wanted to get into photography. And so he did. And he literally became my expert and my like secret weapon. So, you know, he'd get paid jobs because some of my clients would have photography jobs and things like that. And I would pay him to help me on projects. And one of the things I learned from him is like all the technical stuff that comes with the camera. And, you know, my first camera I remember getting when I was in junior high from one of my science teachers. It gave me like an old school black and white camera that I played around with, but I had no patience at trying to figure it out. All I wanted to do was style the frame and take the shot because I was seeing these beautiful things and I just wanted to capture them and I just wanted to capture this story. And that's my artsy side. And I just didn't have the patience for the tech. And so when I met Matt, he was just like my secret weapon, literally. And he helped me bring to life ideas I had in photography and in styling with the camera. And I just picked up and I learned stuff from him and, you know, basically just trial and error and figuring it out. And now I'm more confident using the camera. And now I can photograph my spaces, you know, on my website and on my blog. About 80% of the photos I've taken myself. The ones that are with me in it are definitely Matt has taken. But yeah, so we all have a secret weapon. Don't let anyone tell you differently.
Awesome.
Those bloggers.
Yeah, well, you have to. I mean, I think that's also something that as a content creator who's looking to sort of build their personal brand, which I think you're doing a fantastic job doing with your website, but ultimately, as a side note, but ultimately, ultimately you have to sort of get comfortable being in front of the camera too, no matter what, because if you're going to go out there and sort of become a figurehead, you need to show your head, right? So
yeah, absolutely. That was such a big thing for me because I was like, do I want to be the face of the company? Do I want to have my name in the company? Mm-hmm. Or do I just want to let it be its own thing? And I really had to think that like the voice of the company is my personal story. And so that's why I've chosen to do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Speaking of cameras, I know I said I may or may not bring this up, but I really think this is a great story. I know for a little bit you were doing YouTube videos. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us a little about that. And I know personally it's a challenge of, it's a labor of love and it's challenging myself because I obviously have started and I need to get back to it as well. But ultimately, tell us about your concept and how that worked for you for creating content.
So the concept of my YouTube channel was really to help inspire people, similar to my blog, but to inspire them through whether it's entrepreneurship or lifestyle and just really how to spearhead some difficult conversations around that and around creative entrepreneurship and resiliency. And so I just really, to be honest, I created it as like a selfish outlet where I just wanted people to talk to and talk with. You know, I wanted to be able to share my story in some way and see if it would resonate with anyone. And no, I am better in person when it comes to talking with people and connecting. And it's something that I felt that in order to be impactful, that I would have to get in front of a camera and video and literally just say, this is who I am, and be vulnerable and be open. And this is what I've gone through. This is what I've learned. How can I help you? And it was one of those things, like most things that you create, where it's just like, it's almost exploding inside of you. And if you don't have an outlet for it, it just becomes like really heavy. And you feel like if you're not putting it out in the world, like you're not serving your purpose in 100%. And that was kind of why I started it originally. And I really wanted it to be fun too. So I added in some little style tips and things like that to kind of add my tweaks on the brand experience of the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And really, yeah, it takes a lot of work. So I could break down my video creation schedule was like this. I would do about, for a while, I was doing a video a week, which is a lot. So we'd do mm-hmm. Tweak Tuesday. And every Tuesday I would do a video. And what would happen is about 4 or 5 days prior to that Tuesday, I was filming the video. I would write a script prior and I would sit down and I would film the video. And it would take probably an hour worth of filming because, you know, you have to start and stop and you mess up and you have to get comfortable or the lighting's off. And oh my gosh, so many fun times. But what would end up happening is I would take an hour to film, and then the editing would literally take 3, sometimes 5 hours to edit, because you really wanted that brand experience. So you really want to go in and make sure it's short and sweet and engaging and fun, and not, you're not rambling and, you know, those kinds of things. And also learning the editing programs. You know, Matt was helping me and he knew a lot, but neither of us were experts. So we really had to just jump in and figure it out. And you can't afford to hire someone, you know, especially most bloggers can't afford to hire someone to edit all their content. So,
right, yeah. Right, exactly. That's interesting because it's, I love the fact that you just went, you dived in, and I think you have a great product. I really encourage you to go back to it because I think that you're onto something there for sure. But I know how difficult it is to create content, and spending the time to record, edit, and then promote it is obviously not, it takes a lot of time. So I had to completely.
Yeah, I didn't even talk about the promoting part of it for sure. Yeah. No, you know, it's definitely worth it. It's 100% worth it. You know, offering the styling services that I offer, that has really taken a lot of my time. But, you know, I'm very passionate about the content creation, and it's especially the YouTube channel. So I think you'll see more videos in the future.
Got it. Got it. Well, I definitely will have to subscribe just to make sure I see some new stuff.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah. All right. So awesome. Jacqueline, you are just a wealth of information. Thank you so much for sharing and sort of, you know, talking about some wins and losses along the way. And excited to, not very many losses, I don't know why I said that, but ultimately lots of really great, from my understanding, it's like, you're sort of like me, you got to get out there and just try what works, and what works you keep, and what's not working per se, you adjust, right? So really, really, really great story. And I'm looking forward to having you back on in the future when you've got some new stuff to share with us, which I know you will, because you are out there all the time doing some great things. So
yeah, thank you.
So to wrap things up, a couple sort of rapid fire questions. If there's anything that you could have done differently, like, you know, 5 or 8 years ago starting your business, what do you think something like that would be?
I would say the one thing I would do differently in my business would be to make sure that I either raise capital or have a consistent stream of income that's not related to my business or blog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I would have done this is just because you really want to allow yourself the creative freedom and not have the pressure on your passion when you're starting out, because you want the content to be authentic, to have a lot of impact, and you really want people to see who you are right away and make sure that you have a voice in the beginning that can really give you that brand recognition that you deserve. And that's going to help you grow your followership in the future. And once you gain the trust, then you can start to, the trust and the community, you can then start to try to leverage your blog. But I would say having some sort of income, for me, if I had that, like something bigger and some capital, I would have felt a lot more confident and more stress-free going into writing a blog and creating content.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, but, yeah.
Yeah, but obviously, like, I figured out a way, but I would say, like, if I had to change anything, that's what I would change.
Right, right. I mean, also, it's having a way to market your content, too, with the advertising budget. Makes it easy, a little bit easier, too, right?
So. Oh, my gosh, yes.
excellent point. Thank you so much for sharing that. So, look, this has been a great episode. Tell us some ways that listeners can find you on the web if they're interested in learning more about your services and or seeing some of your great content.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to say hi and chat about style and lifestyle and just kind of get some inspiration, you can come to Tweaked Style at Instagram. You can also visit my website, www.tweakedstyle.com. And there's lots of information on there about how I got started and just different services I offer for interior styling and brand space styling. Yeah, so anybody can reach out to me anytime and say they heard me here, and I'd be happy to chat more about blogging.
Awesome. Also, I just want to say, just because I want to make sure I'm fair with everyone, because I know I talk to a lot of WordPress people, but you are on the Squarespace platform, right?
Yes, and I'm not bashing WordPress, but I love Squarespace. It's so good.
Well, the Blog You Want podcast is platform agnostic. Like, we're not, and I think that's right. it might not be the right word, but ultimately we love all the platforms. It's just more about getting content out, and whether you're blogging, like sort of what we would call traditional blogging, or putting content on platforms like Facebook and Instagram and all those great social platforms, in my opinion, is content creation, then that is a form of blogging as well. So
absolutely. Yeah.
So yes, thank you so much. And looking forward to connecting again soon.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's a wrap for this episode of the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast with Scott Wintroth. Feel free to head on over to theblogyouwant.com to view prior episodes and to learn about everything we've got going on in future episodes and get alerts to subscribe to our email list. If you have any feedback or you have questions or would like to share a blog win moment that you have, please email me at hello@blogyouwant.com and I'd love to chat, learn what you have going on, and see if you might want to come on to the show to share about your blogging origin story. As always, if you listen to this on a podcatcher service like Apple Podcasts or Google Play, please leave a review, and that really helps us get the word out that what we got going on is great, and I would really appreciate that. That's it for now. See you later.